Restaurant Radio Cafe, located on the corner of Florida and 21st Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. On the Balkan Vulcan show from 1 to 3 p.m., Brian from Richmond Gallery will be in the studio for an interview. Then on Sanguine Soul from 3 to 5 p.m., Lippo will be performing live in the cafe. Later on Shay's Kitchen from 6 to 8 p.m., Pare and Jim Page will be in the cafe for a live performance. For those of you who haven't heard the news, the month of October 2010 is turning out to be one of the most important in Pirate Cat's 14 years of being your favorite all-volunteer pirate radio station. We have finally received the opportunity to obtain a license that will allow for the legal full power broadcast of Pirate Cat Radio on your radio dial. But in order to make this happen, we have been given the task of raising the staggering amount of $60,000. And to make things even more tense, we only have until the end of October to gather these funds. So as a result, we have now launched the pledge drive to bring Pirate Cat Radio back to your radio dial. Make sure you visit our pledge on Kickstarter.com for all the information that you need about this worthy cause. We have a plethora of thank you gifts corresponding to the amount of money that you pledge. Everything from shirts, stickers, and free tickets, all the way to a date with a Pirate Cat Radio DJ. And dig deep for your beloved pirates of the airwaves. We have strived for more than 14 years to take the voice of anybody and bring it to everybody, and we are now in dire need of your help to make that everybody become even more. In addition to this excitement, this month also features a special treat for all you buccaneers and bonnie lasses out there. Thanks to our friends at Noise Pop, Pirate Cat Radio brings you the Pirate's Treasure Chest Giveaway, where one lucky winner will win a pair of Sunday passes to the Treasure Island Music Festival, as well as a specially put together Pirate Cat Radio prize pack. The festival's acts for Sunday, October 17th, will include the likes of Belle and Sebastian, Broken Social Scene, She and Him, Superchunk, Rogue Wave, Surfer Blood, Rah Rah Riot, Monotox, The Sea and Cake, Phosphorescent, Paper Cuts, and The Mumblers. There are several ways to qualify to win these passes. First, you can tune in to Pirate Cat Radio and be the first caller when you hear the DJ announce the Pirate's Treasure Chest Giveaway. You can also qualify by attending any Pirate Cat Radio in-cafe performance, interview, or Pirate Cat Presents event. All you have to do is show up and ask a staff member to add you to the qualification list. You will also be automatically qualified with the purchase of one of our world-famous bacon maple lattes in the Pirate Cat Radio Cafe. And finally, you can earn one qualification entry into the giveaway for every donation of $10 made to the pledge drive to bring Pirate Cat Radio back to your radio dial. The qualification period ends on October 14th, so make sure you act fast in order to get your hands on the special pirate booty. Visit TreasureIslandFestival.com to find out more about the Treasure Island Music Festival and stay tuned in to Pirate Cat Radio to get every chance you need to be our winner. And please don't hesitate to come down to Pirate Cat Radio yourself to watch any one of our fine DJs in action, or to order your choice of our delicious slew of coffee drinks and delectable treats served every day in the Pirate Cat Cafe from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. We are located at 2781 21st Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. You are cordially invited to pay us a visit and watch the radio revolution in the flesh. And don't forget to listen to the Jive Hive with me, Honeycomb Brown, every Monday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Just go to piratecatradio.com and check out our weekly program schedule to find out when to tune in. And that goes for any of the other 40-plus shows that make up Pirate Cat Radio's eclectic weekly programming. I now turn you over to our music director, Catherine, for Pirate Cat Radio's new music for the week of October 11th. tuned in to another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. I am New Music.
Actually, you're tuned in to Welcome to La La Land, and this is your DJ operator down here at the radio station. And you are listening to Pirate Cat Radio, broadcasting from 21st Street in Florida in the Mission District since 1995. So give me a call. Oh, wait. Don't give me a call. Somebody else has already done it. Hey, hello. Hello, are you there?
I don't know. You got less power on your station sometimes. Can I get on the ear and make a fool of myself? Can I?
You're already making a fool of yourself, dear.
I know, but I always just live to make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air now.
Oh, yeah. Well, should I announce who I am?
I believe you should. I haven't made the proper introduction.
Well, I'm Sweet Gail.
Well, Gail, how are you today?
How much time do I have? Because I want to get everything in. I got to talk fast.
Let's have a good 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I was on the bus yesterday. I seen this young man. He was kind of a kid when he was growing up. I guess he stole an iPod phone from a lady at the BART station at Glen Park. Well, then he gets on the bus, and the police get on and take him off. See, you got to warn everybody not to have their electronics in public, because I always see these ads in the paper about these stories about, you know, they're showing their expensive electronic equipment in public, and people are stealing it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's no good.
Then I always take public transit, and I've seen this little ad, you know, I don't know if you take it, but they had an ad up here about what they be feeding chickens, and the chicken feed. They put chicken poop in there, and then they put ground-up cats and dogs from the Humane Society.
Oh, my gosh. They put ground-up cats in there?
And dogs. Yeah, that's what it was, a serious ad on the bus. And chicken poop, too. Let me see. And let me get my little appetizers in. You know, I'm always telling people, go see this free stuff.
This is a commercial-free radio station. You remember.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not a commercial appetizer. It's about free entertainment in town.
Oh, please go ahead.
All right. They have at the Brainwash, they have Women's Night on Wednesday. So, you know, open mic sign-up comedy. So if anyone wants to go see some free stand-up comedy for women, or if you're a woman and you want to get into it, if you see TV and say, I can do as good as that, well, go down there and sign up and start your little career going. You might hit. And then every Tuesday night, they have the free improv class on 19th and Mission at Dark Room. That's a lot of fun, too. And, you know, I live to make a fool of myself, as I told you, because I always making up these silly stories. So I was thinking of making up a story that we have to do a musical about a society based on corn. And then I was thinking, that's not ridiculous enough. We have to do a little musical about a society based on porn. You see, the whole mechanism is porn. That's their coin of the realm, porn. Like money is the coin of the realm in the world. But anyway, it's a whole society based on porn. You know, the whole commerce is porn. Not corn, porn. And then they have, once a year, they have the porn festival. And this is in music. Yeah, I make up little songs. And then they got to have the sacrifice. The porn sacrifice to keep the porn god happy.
What do they sacrifice to the porn god?
Oh, they sacrifice a human being. And there's all human beings lined up wanting to be that sacrifice because they're so ingrained in the society of porn. They think it's a big honor to give their lives up for porn once a year. Now, when it was corn, I was going to make them bury them underneath a corn stalk, you see? But when I change it to porn, I'm trying to figure out what they can do with them. I know they can strap them to a comfortable couch and make them watch porn until they aspire. That's good. You see the crazy things they come up with? Oh, it's porn festival time. They have the pumpkin festival. They have a porn festival. Okay, you got to remember, that society is my imaginary society. That's the coin of the realm. Everything surrounds porn, and that's kind of like a thing on our society, that everything surrounds consumerism. They all want to sell this. I see so many different commercials. They're telling you, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, you gotta have that. You gotta have that makeup on your face, you know, like a beauty. And your life is just a practical things like food, utility bills, whatever. Two, you go trooping around with that bag too much, some assholes don't want to steal it from you anyway. So if you start thinking about our real society, it's all about selling and seeing what people can sell and buy and ridiculous things. People go into debt to buy ridiculous things they don't need. And they're always trying to hook me. The credit card company, they keep sending me things. I mean, outside the envelope, they say, look, you get $50. Oh, yeah, how much is that $50 going to cost me after I get signed up for their program? They're, oh, I'm such a... wonderful person. Someone wants to come over and give me $53 because I'm a lovely person.
You are a lovely person.
Not going to do anything for them. Did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here. I'm listening to you. You're very...
I mean, yeah, but people got to wake up. It's different if you got oodles of money to waste. Like if you're a billionaire or a millionaire, you can throw your money at that stuff. But there's be working people. They go out and work hard for their money. And what are they buying? They're buying an $800 pair of shoes. That's going to ruin their feet anyway. So, Leslie Gale, the most foolish person you can find. I'm working on it. So what's your name?
My name, well, I'm going by operator at the moment.
DJ operator, yeah. I wouldn't want you to know my name if I was you and you were me. So anyway, that you got more time, I can tell you some more baloney.
Well, I tell you, I need to read a little bit of news, but I could read it with you on the phone and we can just talk about it.
Oh, good. I like the news.
You do?
Something more to make fun of.
I'm sorry, say what?
That's something more to make fun of, the news.
Right, right. Well, a police probe into vandalism leads to a gang. There was a bunch of vandalism going on, and 7 cars had their brake cables cut, and several homes had their phone cables damaged.
Really?
So officers issued a public appeal and made house-to-house encouraging residents to report anyone seen activists.
Uh-huh, but there's something I gotta put into that when you get ready with the news.
High-visibility police patrols were also carried out, and many local people were spoken to during the three-week probe. 2 weeks later, officers were forced to call off the operation when it emerged that the culprits... squirrels.
I got 2 things going when you get ready.
Go ahead.
All right, 1. Did you hear about the fires that some teenagers set and $10 million of fire damage?
No, I didn't.
And, well, I don't know. They arrested a couple of teenagers now, and perhaps they're going to be ending their life in jail. Now, this is my point. Fire damage. They didn't kill no one. They didn't rape anyone. But they're going to spend their life in jail for fire damage. But does they have these little white fat treated that rape women and murder people, and they don't spend their life in jail? Where's the balance there? You mean property is more important than life? The made him on a person? That's ridiculous. They should be letting the murderers, the assailants, spend their life in jail. But you see, property is more valuable. Let me tell you my little thing with the police. I don't know what the Leland Barkley are talking about with this world. But you know, they say sometimes the San Francisco Police Department has trouble solving crime. Let me tell you what happened to me. I found a ring in the street in July. I brought it to a local police station. And the guy was just with a uniform officer, if I'm not mistaken. And I was inquiring of him when I could make a claim to see if I could have it going on. No, that's like in the movie. And I don't want to get into a big argument or something. But I went to wire around, and it turns out when you find something, you turn it in, they give you identification number, so claim that you could have a bid on it, and you can get it on your mind. So after I found out, I was called down to Brian Street and found it. And I finally settled on the person that was going to help me with it. And we back and forth for some weeks, and finally we ended up the case that he couldn't figure out what happened to the ring. Woo! And that was in his own police station. You know, he said he interviewed 10 employees and at the what time they should turn it in, what time of day, and he couldn't narrow it down. He couldn't figure out where the ring went. Now,
Hey, Gail, check this out.
Yeah?
So a $4 rubber bracelet meant to raise breast cancer awareness has done that, and more students nationwide are wearing the iHeart Movies wristband running the
That's right up my line. I like that.
The bracelets are marketed by a California-based nonprofit created to raise breast cancer awareness among youth.
Now we're going to talk nonprofits, huh?
Yeah, well, how do you feel about breast cancer awareness?
Yeah, I like that. That's just up my line. iBoobies. I made myself a little thing, a little pen myself, you know, my own drawing art. And I'm no great artist, but it has a round circle, like a big O, and there's an H in it and an F in it. And on top of it, I put a little crown. And that's my sign for a group of, well, for, I call it, the O stands for orgasm, the H stands for head, and the F stands for the F word, which we can't say.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, it's like a little puzzle. Now, I have another one that I got an arrow, and I put a C on top of the arrow with an M over it. It's like a puzzle. The C stands for cool. Now, the M stands for something else, but that's the puzzle. And if someone's going to figure it out, I'll tell them. But, you know, it's an arrow. You know, arrows look cool when you write them down. You know, square arrow with a whatever. And the C, I'll tell you, the C stands for cool. But the M stands for something else. It's a puzzle. Why should I give all my puzzles away? I gave the old puzzle away. F with a little crown on his head. But some guy thought, he said that looks pretty cool or something, you know? And technical comment. He thought the thing I was growing up. And he thought the thing I brought me the crown. So oh sure, thank you, bye.
Before. I'm 20 minutes away, I'm zooming down the freeway, I'm trying to come slow you live.
You left your little what here?
My 2-year-old baby, I left it in a basket inside the store, but I'm driving down to come back, and I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I think I left my 2-year-old. Oh, no.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Either she's really concerned or does not care. I'm going to go with does not care.
Customer service can help you.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Brendan. I'm trying to come to your store. I'm like 20 minutes away. I'm like in so much traffic, but I think I left my 2-year-old baby inside your store in a basket.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm coming back right now. I live a half hour away. I got home. I was unpacking and she wasn't there.
You do realize this is a traceable number and being recorded?
Yes, but I need help. Can you guys help me? I don't care. You can have my number. I just need help.
You actually left your 2-year-old child here.
It was an accident. I know I messed up. I'm on my way back. But I need to talk to you guys before I get there just to know that she's okay.
Hello?
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 Who is that? You guys keep transferring me. I just need an answer. Have you seen her?
No.
Have you guys even looked?
Have we looked?
Like, have you seen or heard anything?
Somebody turned in a 2-year-old child.
What?
Especially if you left him here and that you got home.
Excuse me, it's a she, not a he. It's a she. And I'm driving back to the store now. I'm, like, trying to go as fast as I can.
No. But I just got here at 10, so how long ago did you leave her?
Well, it takes me like 25 minutes to a half hour to get home. So as soon as I got home, I was unpacking, and she wasn't there, so I was just flipping out and I left.
So 30 minutes, you left your child at Walmart.
But it's not like I knew for 30 minutes. I found out and then I left. I'm trying to be a good parent. As soon as I found out, I left.
If you were a good parent, you wouldn't have left your child here.
But we all make mistakes. Can you guys?
You do not make a mistake as leaving a 2-year-old child. I have 2 children. I would never leave my child at Walmart.
Well, that's the difference between me and you right now. But I'm trying to come back to be a better parent.
Okay, great. Well, why don't you get back here and look for
but
her?
What it's gonna
her
be name? Another 20 minutes. What?
What's her name?
Amy.
Amy?
Yes.
What does she have on?
Clothes. She's wearing like a little beret on her head. And she's in a basket.
Oh, she's in a basket.
Yes.
So apparently, I guess there's a rodeo actually in town.
Oh, my God. Okay, maybe you should call the police. Maybe they'll be helped. We will
but,
look.
But they're
going
to get to you guys. I'm going to your guys.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Brandon.
And what's your last name? So I can go ahead and call the cops.
Collinsworth.
Do you have his number? Okay, we'll go ahead and call the police for you.
But can you guys look for my baby, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but I'm gonna need to stay. I'm 15 minutes away.
Okay, we find you. We'll keep
but
right
so that's a prank call that you can hear if you search for Walmart goes on lockdown. Some guy apparently pretended to lose his baby. Wasn't that just awesome? Yeah, that's what that is. Alright, my special guest in the studio today, Brett, Blue Angels. Thanks.
Ooh.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah, no problem.
So I found you laying in the gutter on Mission Street, and I found out through a series of conversations we had over our morning whiskey that you're a pilot, yes?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a pilot. I fly the planes in the sky.
Well, so you've been flying for how many years?
I mean, I've been flying as long as there's been planes. I've been flying. I've been driving around
and
the road.
And you are a pilot. You were a pilot, but
I can still pilot.
Right, but you were a pilot for who?
For those Blue Angels.
Right.
You know, the angels are blue. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's an amazing gig that you got yourself. That's really great.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Can you put your cigarette out, please?
Okay, sorry about that.
So I had you in because you're famous, because you're a pilot for the Blue Angels, but I wanted to know, like, what's it like? What's it like up in the planes flying around doing all those stunt tricks and stuff?
It's a little nauseating at times.
Do you need to stay hydrated? You know what I mean? Is there a reason you're an alcoholic? Is there a reason you're drinking a fifth of whiskey right now?
Well, I just think my body is more alcohol than water, so if I don't maintain, I think I'll probably just
lots of children that really look up to you.
Yeah, it's because I'm up in the sky. I mean, yeah. Come on now. It's not hard to do that. Anybody, I mean, it's kind of like, it's just, it's easy, and you know what I mean? I could do a blindfolded.
Will you take me for a plane ride?
You trust me?
Yeah.
Right now, let's go. Let's do this. You got a plane? Let's go. I don't have my license anymore. I can't operate. Some people think that you need sobriety. By some people, I mean the Blue Angels.
Well, Brett.
There's a little Kimmy Dawson you got going on here.
No, I wanted to bring in my other special guest for you to meet. Mojito Monsanto, the famous sumo wrestler. How's it going, Monsito?
Well, it's good.
I can't believe we actually managed to get you in here. The door is not that wide, and you're a very, very large cat.
Oh, it's very difficult.
So I saw that you and Miss Liza Bell, the 25-time world championship winner of the rodeo, were getting along famously out here in the Pirate Cat Cafe.
Oh, yeah, belly buck. I belly buck.
You had bacon maple latte, right? Extra.
Bacon.
I'm not laughing at you or your culture, all right? I'm just laughing. All right, sumo wrestling is a serious, serious sport.
You laugh at wrestler we kill in my country.
Can you tell me the story of the time you defeated the Great Red Dragon?
It's very good.
Brett, do you have any comment on this crazy soup?
I think it's time for a body shot.
Oh, body shots here in the studio. Oh my goodness. We're listening to Girl Talk right now in the background, I think.
Does that mean there's some ladies around? What is this? Like little schoolgirls. Using the pedophilia music. I don't do that. Did you get that sweet Gail's number?
Do I ever number?
She sounded purdy.
Yeah, she was. No, she was purdy. Were you really enjoying that phone conversation we had? Because
just talking about credit.
Brett, you're so drunk right now. That woman is probably 60 years old. Isn't that right, Monsanto?
She like waterbed.
You have waterbed?
Bacon.
Well, Pirate Cat listeners, I'd like to bring in my next special guest for the evening. Colonel O'Neill O'Gravy in the studio today, straight from Scotland Yard. So, Colonel, I hear you've arrested over 15 young marijuana smokers in the last 10 minutes. How'd you do it?
You look outside the door and you see where we are right now. It's very, very, it's not a very good idea to be. I'm sounding Indian right now. I don't know what happened to me.
A man of your caliber has to be versed in all sorts of different cultural axioms and whatnot. I understand you're in character right now.
I'm the cover right now at the moment, yeah. It's very, very exciting.
Wow. How's Scotland? How's the weather in Scotland?
How do you think it is, man? All we can do is eat haggis, horrible, crap, gross food. The weather's horrible. Nothing grows there. It's just alcohol we drink all the time and then get Indian accents every now and then.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a leprechaun as well. It's like an Indian leprechaun thing I've got going on right now.
Yeah. Do they have special training for that at Scotland Yard Central or whatever?
It's Scotland, yeah, Central. What is that? You making that up right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've never actually been to Scotland. I hear it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, it's very, very nice, very
family,
nice.
Very,
you know,
family-oriented culture. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're very into the. We all wear skirts. You know, there's no real.
Even the
gender separation. That's all right. You know, it's a kilt. We don't really call them skirts. I don't know why I said that. You fancy little ninnies like to call them skirts here. You're not real men.
What do you have to say to that, Monsanto? Are you a real man? Bigger. Wow, thank you for coming in, Colonel.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in, Ms. Liza Bell. And also Brett. I hope that you get your alcoholism back under control. And thanks for coming in a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I gotta get some bacon.
Yo, me and Jurassic 5 in a chromed out navigator. Counting paper, who wanna taste the new flavor? We go hard, like terrorists smuggling bombs. Blow up a plane fuselage with the president on board. Starting problems, bringing drama regardless. We get our point across like a trapeze artist without falling. Twin turbine rhymes with 4,000 pounds of thrust. Can I bust? Can I bust? If you one of them niggas that only trust, what you can touch, what you see, give me a pound. Shit in they drawers, they won't even dispatch the call if my name is involved. Why you call all over?
Welcome to La La Land.
Got a good reason for loving you. a kid to feeling like
Thank you for tuning into Pirate Cat Radio. Just a reminder, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and you can find out more at piratecatradio.com or by going to kickstarter.com and clicking on the pledge, or searching for Bring Pirate Cat Radio back to your radio dial. We only have a few days left in this pledge drive, and we're trying to get a legit broadcasting license. So please, pledge what you can. Here's a rebroadcast about Pirate Cat Radio from KQED Public Radio about a month ago.
Parrot on their arms. Well, pirate radio stations are run by a kind of outlaw, too. They're broadcasting without a license. Pirate radio stations are illegal, pretty much unregulated, and often short-lived. But Pirate Cat Radio in the San Francisco Bay Area was on the air for 14 years, until last summer, when the FCC caught up with its founder. Molly Samuel has this profile of a radio maverick.
87.9 FM, Pirate Cat Radio. It's time for Monkey and Pals.
Daniel Roberts, also known as Monkey, founded Pirate Cat as a teenager in Las Gatas, inspired by the DIY ethic of the punk and ska scene in the 1990s. He hung out at other radio stations, both licensed and not, and then got his own equipment.
You know, I put together a transmitter from a kit I got at a local electronics store and put it on the air and was broadcasting to, you know, the South Bay. It's like, this is really cool.
Velvet Underground, up next. You've got any requests? 510-747-8228. 510-PIR8-CAT.
He kept buying equipment and recruited friends to host radio shows, and his broadcast range expanded.
You could hear us into the Central Valley. You could hear us into the South Bay. You know, the whole Bay Area was covered with Pirate Cat at one point in its pinnacle.
Eventually, he opened the Pirate Cat Cafe in San Francisco's Mission District, a combination coffee shop and radio studio. Stu Odom is a longtime host.
People still have an image, which 5 years ago was true, of us all, you know, sitting around cursing as much as possible and showing up to work drunk. it hasn't been like that for a long time. No, Monkey and the rest of us are very serious about making this a viable, anti-corporate voice of the real people of San Francisco.
But last August, the FCC fined Roberts $10,000 for broadcasting illegally. Pirate Cat's not on the air anymore, though it does still broadcast online from the cafe. Meanwhile, Roberts has found a way to stay on the air and to connect with a very different community.
You have been tuned to the Newsmongers here on Community Radio, KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero and the South Coast. I'm Daniel Roberts. And my
KPDO broadcasts out of Pescadero, a tiny town on the southern coast of San Mateo County. Locals call the area the South Coast. It's on the edge of the San Francisco Bay Area, but it's a world away from the nightlife and politics of San Francisco and Silicon Valley.
The concerns here are what's going on about the nitrates in the water. Is it safe to drink my well water at home?
After Pirate Cat went off the air, Roberts began looking for new ways to keep broadcasting. He found KPDO, which already had a license to broadcast, but the owners had never gotten it off the ground. So Roberts got in touch with one of them and asked her if he could step in.
She went, laid out her tarot cards one night, called me the next morning and said, "Oh, Daniel, by the way, my tarot cards ruled in your favor and the station's yours."
Now he's the station manager, and he's working hard to make the station not just his, but the community's.
I think a lot of us feel, you know, looked over by the rest of the county or the state, and it's nice to have a voice and...
Thank you for listening to Pirate Cat Radio. It's almost 11 o'clock. This will probably be the last song I have for tonight. But thanks for listening. This is your operator speaking. And you've been listening to Welcome to La La Land on Pirate Cat Radio. Coming up next, Phonographic Funhouse with Cormac. Thank you.
easy. Difficult.
This is Honeycomb Brown of the Jive Hive, here to bring you the weekly calendar for interviews and live performances for the week of October 11th, 2010, as well as some very special announcements. Here is what we'll be broadcasting this week from Pirate Cat Radio and what will be going on in the Pirate Cat Radio Cafe, located on the corner of Florida and 21st Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. On the Balkan Vulcan show from 1 to 3 p.m., Brian from Richmond Gallery will be in the studio for an interview. Then on Sanguine Soul from 3 to 5 p.m., Lippo will be performing live in the cafe. Later on Shay's Kitchen from 6 to 8 p.m., Pare and Jim Page will be in the cafe for a live performance. For those of you who haven't heard the news, the month of October 2010 is turning out to be one of the most important in Pirate Cat's 14 years of being your favorite all-volunteer pirate radio station. We have finally received the opportunity to obtain a license that will allow for the legal full-power broadcast of Pirate Cat Radio on your radio dial. But in order to make this happen, we have been given the task of raising the staggering amount of $60,000. And to make things even more tense, we only have until the end of October to gather these funds. So as a result, we have now launched the pledge drive to bring Pirate Cat Radio back to your radio dial. Make sure you visit our pledge on Kickstarter.com for all the information that you need about this worthy cause. We have a plethora of thank you gifts corresponding to the amount of money that you pledge. Everything from shirts, stickers, and free tickets all the way to a date with a Pirate Cat Radio DJ. And dig deep for your beloved pirates of the airwaves. We have strived for more than 14 years to take the voice of anybody and bring it to everybody, and we are now in dire need of your help to make that everybody become even more. In addition to this excitement, this month also features a special treat for all you buccaneers and bonnie lasses out there. Thanks to our friends at Noise Pop, Pirate Cat Radio brings you the Pirate's Treasure Chest Giveaway, where one lucky winner will win a pair of Sunday passes to the Treasure Island Music Festival, as well as a specially put together Pirate Cat Radio prize pack. The festival's acts for Sunday, October 17th, will include the likes of Belle and Sebastian, Broken Social Scene, She and Him, Superchunk, Rogue Wave, Surfer Blood, Ra Ra Riot, Monotox, The Sea and Cake, Phosphorescent, Paper Cuts, and The Mumblers. There are several ways to qualify to win these passes. First, you can tune in to Pirate Cat Radio and be the first caller when you hear the DJ announce the Pirate's Treasure Chest Giveaway. You can also qualify by attending any Pirate Cat Radio in-cafe performance, interview, or Pirate Cat Presents event. All you have to do is show up and ask a staff member to add you to the qualification list. You will also be automatically qualified with the purchase of one of our world-famous bacon maple lattes in the Pirate Cat Radio Cafe. And finally, you can earn one qualification entry into the giveaway for every donation of $10 made to the pledge drive to bring Pirate Cat Radio back to your radio dial. The qualification period ends on October 14th, so make sure you act fast in order to get your hands on the special pirate booty. Visit TreasureIslandFestival.com to find out more about the Treasure Island Music Festival, and stay tuned in to Pirate Cat Radio to get every chance you need to be our winner. And please don't hesitate to come down to Pirate Cat Radio yourself to watch any one of our fine DJs in action, or to order your choice of our delicious slew of coffee drinks and delectable treats served every day in the Pirate Cat Cafe from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. We are located at 2781 21st Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. You are cordially invited to pay us a visit and watch the radio revolution in the flesh. And don't forget to listen to The Jive Hive with me, Honeycomb Brown, every Monday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Just go to piratecatradio.com and check out our weekly program schedule to find out when to tune in. And that goes for